I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. Happy morning to you. If you're on the East Coast, we just moved into Thursday. Shout outs to all my folks on the West Coast. Shout outs to everybody down south. Shout out to everybody up north. Even had a caller in from Brazil. Thank you for the love. I appreciate it. My name is JR. If you haven't heard me before, welcome to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Rocking with you every single weeknight, starting at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm rocking with you for 4 hours. I'm going to be here with you for the next 2 hours until Amy Lawrence swings on through. And we got a lot to talk about, okay? We went through the whole Antonio Brown conversation, whether or not he even deserves to be in the NFL. I don't think he does. And then we spoke to my main man, Antoine Bethea, who was a captain in safety last year for the New York Giants, led them in tackles. He informed me about, you know, his free agent plans. It's kind of slowed down a little bit, but he's anticipating playing in that 15th year. That's what happens when you're a three-time Pro Bowler. You can kind of pick and choose your spots. We just finished a heated conversation about Michael Jordan and LeBron James. If you had an opportunity to take one or the other in a one-on-one game, who are you going to take? The callers were off of the chain. And that's what the JR Sport Brief Show is all about. It doesn't matter if there's live sports. It doesn't matter if we have to wait and just watch replays and documentaries and cherry spitting contests and people juggling bowling pins. It doesn't matter what's going on. It's always going to be something to talk about right here on the JR Sport Brief Show. This is your show as much as it is mine. If you ever have a thought, if you ever have an opinion, it's real simple. You want to know the number? 855-212-4CBS. We're going to get you on the line. It's really that simple. Like I see right now, my main man Ryan is calling in from North Carolina. We're going to pick up with Ryan in a second. But that's what the show is all about. And if you can't get me on the line, you can get me on Twitter, at JR Sport Brief. You can get me on Instagram, at JR Sport Brief. I'm JR Sport Brief everywhere, even on Facebook, at JR Sport Brief. This is your show. I look forward to being here with you all every single weeknight. You can count on it. I will be right here. And so after the Antonio Brown conversation, okay, after the LeBron and Michael Jordan conversation, there was somebody else who joined and re-upped, actually, with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. His name is Ndamukong Suh. Mr. I will step on your head. He signed a deal for today. 1 year, $8 million. He's going to still try to go out there and get that Super Bowl victory along with Tom Brady on the offensive side. Ndamukong Suh is going to try to do some things on the defense. And I want to talk to you about that Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense. And we're going to do that in a second. But I want to make sure we get my main man Ryan on the phone. He's on a Geico sports line. It doesn't matter whether you own or rent. Geico makes it easy to tie together your home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. So you want to get a quote at geico.com. It's easy. It's extremely easy. Very easy. So you know what? We're going to go to the phones right now, and let's check in with my main man, Ryan, from North Carolina. Ryan, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, brother. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call, and I appreciate the show big time. I wanted to talk to you a few times last week, too. I just didn't have a chance to call in. But I called. I wanted to talk something about football with you real quick. But I'll give you my take on Jordan and LeBron, too, real quick. But my main topic I wanted to ask you about was football. But I'm going to throw my two cents in. Jordan and LeBron, the eras are definitely different now, but I would take Jordan. My thing with MJ is, I'm 40 years old, and back in the day, MJ was – he was dropping 30 or 40 points a game, and he was being hacked. I mean, he was dropping 40 points back when you could play defense, and not just play defense. But when
hand-checking.
Hand-checking, knocking everybody down, using the butt, using the back, using whatever to knock somebody down, and he was dropping 30 or 40. I think if MJ was playing in today's game where you can't touch him, I think MJ would probably drop 60 a game. So I still have to go with MJ. It would be a good battle, but I think MJ would win that one. But
okay.
My football question, real quick, is, you know, down here in Charlotte, you know, there's a lot of talk about what happened with Cam Newton, and you know, I liked Cam Newton as a player. He was a great player. I met him a few times in person. I wasn't crazy about him too much as a person, but
as a player, he was
a really good player. And
yes.
I want to get your take. There's a lot of talk about how he was done, even as somebody who didn't care much for him. I don't think the Carolina Panthers did him right. I understand the business can be very dirty sometimes, and these players need to expect that. But the way Cam Newton was done, I don't think he was treated right here, and what they did to him. And what's your take on the way the Cam Newton situation
got you,
went
Ryan.
Down? And
I'll break it down for you, Ryan, and thank you for calling in from North Carolina. Feel free to call up anytime. We spent a good amount of inventory and time yesterday on the show talking about Cam Newton and where he needs to go. And the point that you made is the same point that I made yesterday. It's a dirty game. And when you bring in a new regime, you have a new owner and Mr. Tepper. When you have a new coach and Mr. Rule, they're going to come in and they're going to bring in the players that they want. You know, these players get paid the big bucks because we sit down and watch. These players get paid the big bucks because it's not an easy job to do. These players get paid the big bucks because they are phenomenal. And a part of their job is understanding just what happens. That you can play in one part of the country, be cut, be traded, and have to move to another. That's just unfortunately part of the business. And there is no loyalty in sports. There is no loyalty in saying, okay, I'm going to keep you. It's no different than any other occupation or job. If the boss goes and he has his own loyal employees underneath him and a new boss comes in, a new ownership group comes in, there's a good chance that the people underneath on the lower end of the totem pole are going to be replaced and moved. And for a Cam Newton who's coming off of injury, it is unfortunate. It is cutthroat, but the reality is that's the game. That's what Cam Newton signed up to be a part of. That's where we are at. I'm sorry. And, you know, Cam Newton is still going to get paid. Hopefully he can come back and be healthy from his shoulder injury, from his foot injury. I hope to see him out with the Chargers, but let's see what happens with Cam Newton. I want to spend some time talking about these Bucks, but I do see Josh here from Tennessee. Josh, what's going on with you? You are on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind? Make it quick.
Hey, thanks, brother, for the call. Hey, quick question, the draft. I'm a huge Titans fan. We have a couple needs at secondary and also at the front seven position. What do you think would be smarter to spend an earlier round draft pick on a secondary guy, because I know we had some trouble defending those speedy Chiefs receivers in the AFC Championship, but we also had some trouble tackling running backs out of the backfield. Just give me your thoughts on that, and also thanks for the show. Love it. Great. Keeps me up, keeps me going with this miserable quarantine.
No doubt about it, and thank you, Josh, from calling up from Tennessee. I'm glad that I can at least provide you with a little bit of entertainment. You know what? I like the addition, to be honest, of Vic Beasley. And I'm going to say that for someone who have watched him in Atlanta and not necessarily always gotten after the quarterback and hasn't necessarily developed a full skill set to go and get the quarterback, I'm going to say that they actually need some help with the corners in the secondary. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to draft somebody in the back. You just got Vic. And I'm going to imagine, you know, he got his sacks in bunches last year. I'm going to think that he's actually going to spread that out. I think the fact that he's not going to be in Atlanta is actually going to aid the Tennessee Titans in that front that front line, and I'm going to say they need to add somebody in the secondary through the draft. And since we're talking about defense, it's a great and opportune time to remind everybody that newsflash, Tom Brady isn't the end-all be-all for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And why do I say that? Because last year, even with a 7-9 record, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, we know what they did on offense. Jameis Winston goes out there and throws for more than like 5,000 yards and 33 TDs and 30 interceptions. And I will never forget Jameis Winston at the end of the season saying, well, if I didn't throw those interceptions, you know, we'd be much better. And it's my fault. Well, duh. But you did. It's not a matter of what you didn't do. It's about what you did do. And you did turn the ball over, and you did have your team in a hole. But if there's one thing besides trying to turn the game into a shootout all of the time, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers had an elite defense. They had a front seven that did not allow anybody to run against them. You want to say, you know, if you're old enough, you remember the commercial, Where's the Beef? Well, it was all on the front line for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Vita Vea, how much does he weigh? 360? 370? If you weigh him today, right now, you know, no training, he might weigh 380 pounds right there in the middle. And today, what do? You sign Ndamukong Suh. You bring him back. He may not necessarily still be in his prime, but he's someone else who is north of 300 pounds. You clog up the middle with Vita Vea and Ndamukong Suh, and then you're gonna give Shaq Lawson another opportunity. I don't think he's gonna get near 20 sacks again, but then you still have somebody like JPP, Jason Pierre-Paul, on the other side, and he got 9 sacks last year, and I don't think he played more than 10 games. Come on now, let's give Devin White a full season. You bring him back, Andrew Adams in the back. We talk about, someone just asked me about what the Tennessee Titans should do when you think about the secondary position. I think that may be the area that the Bucs may want to draft at or bring in another veteran, because their front line is going to win them games. Everybody can get caught up in Tom Brady now being a part of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you can look at all of the weapons that he has. And I still think, you know, they may want to get another lineman. They may want to get him another underneath receiver. And no, they do not need to go get Antonio Brown, so don't even think about it. But the defense is what's going to win them games. The last time the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were actually in the Super Bowl and beat up on the Oakland Raiders, it was because of their defense, okay? It was because they had somebody out there like a Hall of Famer with a Derrick Brooks, because you had a Warren Sapp, you had a John Lynch, a Rondé Barber, the list goes on and on. My main man, Simeon Rice from Chicago, was on that team. Defense won them that championship. And if the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are to go back to the Super Bowl again in this season, it's going to be because of their defense. They have an awesome team. I don't think enough people are giving the Bucs credit for what they're able and what they did last year and what they're capable of doing on defense this upcoming season. They didn't allow more than 75 rushing yards a game. Okay? In a game right now that is predicated on the pass, they were just strictly pass happy. Teams against them had no choice but to basically try to air out the ball and end up in a shootout with Jameis Winston, who most times decided to basically give the game away. We can all get hyped about what Tom Brady brings to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but I'm actually going to say the Buccaneers are going to compete for a Super Bowl because of their defense. Because of that front seven, because of a JPP, a Vita Vea, bringing back a Ndamukong Suh, and hopefully Ndamukong Suh doesn't take the opportunity to step on anybody else's head. Ndamukong Suh is a dirty player. He's calmed down in recent years. If he did something dirty, please remind me, 855-212-4CBS. But that front line, that defense for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, granted their secondary can carry their load, I see the Bucks competing for a Super Bowl. That's exactly what I'm going to talk about. That's what we're going to talk about. That's what I want to know from you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. Do you think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to compete for a Super Bowl? It's real simple, and it's not all because of Tom Brady. Call me up, 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're having a big old conversation right now. Do you think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are Super Bowl contenders? Is it because of Tom Brady? Is it because of the defense? Are they overrated? I want to know exactly what you think. It's real simple. 855-212-4CBS. I think they are Super Bowl contenders. I think when you have the greatest quarterback of all time, when you have the great defense that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers had last year and basically bring back the same group, I think they're going to go ahead. And I wouldn't be surprised if they represented the NFC in the Super Bowl next year. I think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are definitely Super Bowl contenders. Let me know what you think. 855-212-4CBS. And at the same time, we're hoping that we get NFL on time. The NFL draft is still supposed to take place, but something that's supposed to be going on right now, we're supposed to be in the middle of March Madness. And here at CBS, we know you want to see college basketball, so all you got to do, tune in to CBS and the CBS Sports Network all week long for the NCAA Tournament Rewind. You can relive some of the best moments from March Madness. You can see a Christian Laettner. You can see a Ron Hunter. There's plenty. You can see Kemba Walker going out there, going to work. There's plenty that you can sit down and watch. So make sure you tune in to CBS and the CBS Sports Network all week long. But right now, it's NFL talk. I see you, Chris, in Birmingham. I see you, Road Dog, in Atlanta, Georgia. Shout out to the ATL, where I'm at right now. We're not going to waste any time. I gave you my thoughts. I gave you my opinions. Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback ever. You give him the weapons that he has now with a Mike Evans. You give him a Chris Godwin. You give him a new security blanket and an O.J. Howard. Somebody told me that Rob Gronkowski is going to join the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I don't know about that. I wouldn't go that far. But I'm not going to overlook that defense, okay? I'm not going to overlook Ndamukong Suh coming back. I'm not going to overlook Vita Vea. I'm not going to overlook what Shaq Barrett did with 19 and a half sacks last year. Nobody or not enough people are talking about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense. And if there's anything that's going to take them to a Super Bowl, it's going to be the D. And I don't think we can overlook what defense has meant to plenty of championship teams in recent memory. Let's look at the last Bucs team that went. Okay, Derrick Brooks, Simeon Rice, Warren Sapp. Let's look at the Legion of Boom with the Seattle Seahawks. Let's look at the Denver Broncos, which completely wiped out a Cam Newton in the Super Bowl. That's what makes the Buccaneers Super Bowl contenders. We're not going to waste any time. We're going to start getting to your calls. 855-212-4CBS. Are the Bucs Super Bowl contenders? We got Chris in Birmingham. Chris, you are on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, man?
I'm terrific. What's on your mind?
I just want to give my opinion as a Saints fan about the whole Bucs scenario you bring up by itself. Well, I think they can be a decent wild card. I can't go so far and say they're Super Bowl contenders and just take over the NFC South. I'm not just speaking to this as a Saints fan. I'm just more so saying just like, To actually literally be a Super Bowl contender as soon as like Brady gets there, that'll mean literally like they have to have the most amazing chemistry off the rip, per se. I mean, and I'm starting to think the media is just kind of like overhyping them just because Brady's there. Because let's just analyze for a second. The Bucs haven't won the division for about 13 years, so let's say if Brady never even comes to the Bucs, are we really saying that still? Chris,
one thing that we can't do is talk about what's occurred over the past 13 or 15 years, because we're talking about what the team looks like right now. I agree with you. You're a Saints fan, and I appreciate you being a realist at the same time. The NFC South right now is probably – a two-team race, probably between the Saints and then also probably between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It should be an interesting race. Let's be real. The Atlanta Falcons are going to have to come back and show that they can play some defense to continue the defense that they picked up at the end of last season. That's what they're going to have to do.
And if I inquire, though, if you want to just address Brady, like, it's not saying that he's just, like, the greatest of all time, because honestly, if he can win the Super Bowls, he clearly is, though. But the case in point is, like, he's won a division that's been, let's get a cakewalk for 11 straight years. The AFC is competitive every week.
Okay, Chris.
The team you're facing is down.
But, Chris, you're hedging towards my point. I don't know if you heard the first part of what I said about the break. I said that the defense is what's overlooked. And we have some more calls that I need to get on, Chris. So thank you for calling in from Alabama. The reality is that I said I think their defense is overlooked. Nobody's running on that defense. Ndamukong Suh, Shaq Lawson, Vita Vea, JPP, 75 yards a game rushing. We can talk about Tom Brady all we want, but we're not talking about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers from 5 years ago. We're not talking about when they drafted Jameis Winston. We're not talking about turnovers. We're talking about right now. If you want to talk about the NFC South, you know what? Carolina Panthers, they're going to have a tough time. They're hoping that Teddy Bridgewater brings to the table what he did for the Saints and can actually win with that young group of wide receivers, just bringing in Robbie Anderson and having Moore and Samuel. That's what you're hoping for. Atlanta is hoping that they can do some damage with that new offense, bringing in a Todd Gurley, utilizing an Ito Smith, and they have the weapons there. Falcons are hoping for a comeback. But I think when you think about defense and offense, I think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are in a terrific spot to compete, especially if their quarterback isn't just giving the football away to the other team. Let's go to Atlanta, Georgia, my home. What's going on, Road Dog?
Hey, man, how you doing today?
I'm terrific. What's on your mind, Road Dog?
Hey, let me say this. Tom Brady had one of the top defenses in the league last year. What'd he do with it? Okay. Now, that's a system that he's been in for 20 years. He's got to learn a whole new system. He's got to get used to these guys. And like my man said, Chris, that, you know, the NFC South is no joke. You know, I'm glad that everybody's sleeping on my Falcons. But, you know, you keep referencing that Tom Brady is the GOAT. Yeah, he's a shell of himself now. We're not talking about the GOAT 10 years ago. We're talking about 43-year-old Tom Brady. And, yeah, I'm going to love it when he falls on his face and when the Saints and the Falcons just bury him. He's barely the third team in his own division. Let's move headed to the Super Bowl.
Road Dog, I appreciate you. That's certainly, Road Dog, that's putting him as third team is certainly putting the Falcons above the Buccaneers. And I think the Falcons have a lot to prove. And I certainly think the Falcons, it's going to be a dogfight. There's no doubt about that's what's going to happen.
That's what's beautiful about the NFL. You know, every year you got a team that did it the year before that fall back and one team that didn't do anything that moves forward. That's what's so beautiful.
Yeah, it's parity.
Exactly. And for people to think that Tom Brady going to come down there to the South and just show out, no, man, ain't no more cupcakes, ain't no more Buffalo, ain't no more Miami. This the South, man. Welcome to the South, baby. Have a good night.
Thank you, Road Dog. I appreciate that. And you brought up the fact of you're bringing up what Tom Brady did last season in the offense that he had. Well, the Patriots had a good defense last year. Where did that get them? Yeah, well, when you look at the team this year that he's playing, he certainly has better offensive weapons. He's not going to be out there playing with powder puff wide receivers. He didn't have a Mike Evans up in New England last year. He basically had Julian Edelman. He had a James White basically coming out of the backfield. Okay? He didn't have the weapons offensively that he has. He's in a better position. That's basically why he left. I don't think Tom Brady would leave the way that he did if he actually had some guys to play with on the offensive side of the ball. It's not just about defense. It's about the total package. My point is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense is being overlooked. That's my point. And when you have a quarterback like Tom Brady, who is, even at his age, is not washed up, Is he one hit away? Yes, he certainly is, just like all of the quarterbacks in the NFL. And especially at his age, he's definitely one hit away. But I don't think you can discount the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and that defense. The Falcons have something to prove with their new pieces on offense, primarily Todd Gurley. Their rushing game can't be as bad as it was last year. Their defense has to perform consistently. The Falcons' defense picked it up at the tail end of last year. They have to continue to pick that up. They have some work to do. But I think the cream of the crop, if you're going to ask me right out of the gate, I think the New Orleans Saints and I think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are definitely going to be more reliable. Let's talk to Josh, still calling in from New Orleans. Josh, what are your thoughts, man? You're on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm going to hit you with some numbers real quick. The Bucs last year, 6 games by 7 points or fewer. They had 120 points given up off of Jameis Winston.
Turnovers.
Absolutely. They had the 6th rated offensive line. They had the number 1 rush defense. You're giving Tom Brady, arguably the best game manager of all time, if not the greatest manager of all time, these weapons. They went 7-9. If you give him 4 wins from a Tom Brady playing last season, they're the number 2 seed in the NFC. So I don't want to hear this. I'm a Saints fan. I'm kind of sick and tired of Drew Brees, us hanging on to him because he's cost us the playoffs the last 2 years. I understand he has.
What about the – you're not going to blame the referees, Josh?
I can blame the referee on that one call, but I can also blame Drew Brees throwing an interception in overtime as well. So it is what it is. We had a lot of different opportunities. Even last year when we lost to the Vikings, I mean, you know, we were on the 30-yard line with 4 minutes left and Drew Brees fumbles the ball on first down. It's just it's a lot of different things. I'm more worried about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but I'll say this. You know, I want to move on from Brees. And not only that, we're signing Malcolm Jenkins, who's 57 years old. I don't understand that either.
Yeah, bring him back. It's nostalgia.
Yeah, absolutely. But we let Von Bell go for $6 million a year with the Bengals. Anyway, all I have to say is Drew Brees has 8 playoff wins, 4 playoff wins in the last 10 years. I'm sick and tired of it. I'm scared of this Bucs team. Because Tom Brady, even with one playoff win, he's the greatest of all time. And the argument, all these regular season stats, they go away. So I'm just sick and tired of it, dude. I'm so scared of this Tampa Bay Buccaneers team. And not only that, they didn't even have Devin White all year last year.
He came back. He's going to come back at linebacker from injury. Josh, I appreciate you, my man. I'm up against the break. This is the reality, and thank you, Josh, for calling up. The Bucs are going to be a dangerous team. And, Josh, you know what? I would at least be happy. I know it's been some years, but at least be happy. Drew Brees helped get you a Super Bowl victory. There are a lot of teams in the NFL who still want that one Super Bowl victory. So don't bury your own quarterback too bad. You know, give Drew Brees some credit. I think Drew Brees and the Saints are still going to be one of the top teams in the NFC South. Right there along with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Falcons are going to be trying to come through from the back and be an underdog. And the Carolina Panthers, they'll probably be the cellar dwellers of that division unless Teddy Bridgewater has a supreme surprise for everybody. So this is my ultimate point. It's not just about Tom Brady being the greatest of all time. It's not just about, oh, he had a great defense in New England. It's not about, oh, he's washed up. He has a support system. He's on a full team, offense and defense. The Buccaneers are not a joke. If they stay healthy, I actually think the Buccaneers, they're going to be one of the teams in the NFC that's going to be out there competing for a Super Bowl. It's real simple. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of the NFC, you know, the Rams have a new logo. I think it's pretty terrible. Even legend Eric Dickerson has come through to say this logo is pretty bad. When we come back, we're going to talk about that. What are the Rams doing out there? It's the JR Sport Brief here, right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. That's right. You're here with JR on CBS Sports Radio. Glad to be rocking with you. I'm going to be here for a little bit more than an hour until Amy Lawrence comes through to take over. We've had a fun night. You can start listening or continue listening every single night, starting at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm rocking with you for 4 hours every single weeknight. It's the JR Sport Brief here on CBS Sports Radio. We're continuing a conversation right now that we had. I still see we have some callers in. I basically said I believe the Bucs are Super Bowl contenders. Okay, you have a Tom Brady who's not going to give the football away like a Jameis Winston did. And then I think the aspect that a lot of people are actually ignoring right now or forgetting is what their defense did last year, and that they're basically bringing back the same defense. You're bringing back a Vita Vea who's going to clog up the middle north of 350 pounds, 360, 370. You're bringing back an Udomican Sue. You just signed him for 1 year, $8 million. You still have a Shaq who's going to go out there and basically get you 19 and a half sacks. That's what he did last year. Is he going to get you 19 or is he going to get you 12? Does it really matter? JPP had 9 sacks, only played 10 games last year. Kevin Minter, Devin White. Is he going to be back at healthy linebacker? They got bodies. If they can work out protecting Tom Brady, if they can work out their secondary, the Buccaneers are going to be a problem. They might be reminiscent of the last Buccaneers team that won a Super Bowl, except for this time they have a superb quarterback, probably the greatest of all time. We got Frank here from McDonald on the line. If you want to talk to me, if you think the Bucs are Super Bowl contenders, if you think they're not Super Bowl contenders, you can certainly call me up right now. That's what the show's all about. I want to know what you think. 855-212-4CBS is the number. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Frank. We're going to Georgia. We're going to McDonough, Georgia. Hey, Frank, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm terrific. What's up?
Listen, I absolutely believe that the Bucs are Super Bowl contenders, and I'm getting sick and tired of these stupid Falcon fans calling in trying to downplay the whole thing, talking about Tom Brady is a shell of himself. I mean, it's your stupid quarterback, Matt Ryan, who needs all the darn weapons. Tom Brady has been doing a lot more with less, and you know exactly what I'm talking about, man.
Yeah.
These Falcon fans are so upset because they thought they was going to be in the division where Drew Brees was gone, Cam Newton was gone, and Jameis Winston was gone. Well, guess what? Drew Brees is back. Tom Brady done came into the darn division. Now you got Teddy Bridgewater, who you can't beat yourself. So guess what? Matt Ryan is a cell dweller. I mean, the Falcons aren't going anywhere. So I don't want to hear nothing from them clowns. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Brady beat you.
Well, let me ask. I appreciate your candor and your honesty, Frank. Well, let me ask you.
It is honesty. It's facts.
I'm not gonna bury the Falcons all of the way. I certainly believe if you want to say would they be a better bet for third place, I would say so. But I'm not gonna discount the fact that with a Todd Gurley, hopefully a healthy defense, you're bringing in a Dante Fowler to help on the edge. Let Grady Jarrett do what he has to do in the middle. If they're healthy, there's no reason that they can't be better. I wouldn't completely bury Matt Ryan and the Falcons. They have a chance, but I wouldn't put them. Their coach certainly makes some mistakes. Yes,
exactly. I mean, that's all I have to say. Who's their offensive coordinator? I mean, the guy who they got rid of the first time, and now he's back again. I mean, you got Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley, and you can't do nothing with neither one of those guys. I mean, for their offense to struggle the way they did, and yes, you got Dante Fowler, but who's gonna help him on the other side? I mean, McKinley with his hurt shoulder, you need another pass rusher.
Well, Frank, you certainly, I think you put the damper on the last Falcons fan who called. I'm going to hold out a little bit more optimism, but I still think they're third place. Yeah, Frank, I appreciate you calling up from McDonough.
All right, then, man. I mean, I guess third place is good enough. I mean, third place is 7-9. I mean, mediocre is what this city shoots for. So, I mean, if you say that third place, then guess what? I mean, seriously, what would that mean if they're third place?
If they're third place, that leads to my argument that, hey, guess what? The Buccaneers and the Saints are at the top of the division. Frank, I appreciate you calling up.
All right, man.
Cheers. My main man, Frank, calling up from McDonough, Georgia. Yeah, you know, the Falcons have a lot of talent, but it's a matter of can they stay healthy? I mean, if they brought in a running back, And Todd Gurley, who has an arthritic knee, he's supposed to take the place of Devontae Freeman or at least carry the load. I don't expect Todd Gurley to go out there and carry the entire load on his shoulders. He's certainly going to have some help with Ito Smith and Brian Hill. But yeah, the Falcons, they're going to look to get back on track this season. And yeah, they're paying Matt Ryan. He's dead in the middle of that big $100 million contract. So I know Falcons fans are expecting a lot from him. But if you want to switch coasts real quick, this is something that also caught my attention on Twitter. Eric Dickerson, running back, one of the greatest ever. He has not been shy about sharing his opinions on Twitter, of all things. And if you have not seen this logo that the LA Rams have posted, I actually just retweeted on my Twitter. You can go to @JRSportBrief and you can check out the new logo that Mr. Eric Dickerson is basically trying to push out. You know, the unfortunate part, and if you're out on the West Coast, I want to know what are your thoughts about football in Los Angeles? It seems that the football teams just, they trade places. I mean, even if you go up and you move up into Oakland, the Raiders are moving from Oakland and they're going to Vegas now. And you have the Chargers who were formerly in San Diego and now they're moving to L.A. and they're moving to everybody's moving to a brand new stadium. At the end of the day, it's like, do people in California care that much about the Chargers? It's real tricky right now. But Eric Dickerson said about the new Rams logo, I reviewed all of your comments about the logos, and I share in your disappointment. I'll be speaking with the Rams on our behalf. Please like if you prefer one logo with the Ram, and then there's another Ram which looks a lot more vicious. And, you know, unfortunately, when you think about mascots and logos, you know, it took me a while to get used to the Pelicans. New Orleans has the Pelicans? Did the Pelicans all of a sudden become a vicious bird? And now we look at the LA Rams, and they did this sunshiny looking ram, and they decided to name the blue and the yellow colors, and the Rams now have royal blue, soul yellow. I guess my question is, I'm surprised that people even care. If I'm being real, I would expect more people to care about the Rams than the Chargers, but it's like the Rams basically took the Chargers logo and made it their own. It doesn't make sense to me. Not at all. And we have another caller in. We got Dan from Wisconsin. Hold on 1 second, Dan. Dan, you are on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind?
Well, we've been talking quite a bit about the NFC South, and I guess, you know, in Green Bay, we just picked up Devin Funchess.
Kind of exciting, curious, right? Are you excited? Are you excited about that, Dan? Why don't they give Aaron Rodgers some weapons?
We need weapons, and I'm just asking because, I mean, the guy's been hurt. He's been – what did we get? That's what I'm asking. The guy needed – what we need weapons. He's got – we got Adams and nothing else. What do we have with Funchess? And I'd love to hear what you have to say.
The answer is nothing, Dan. I have no idea what the Green Bay Packers are doing. I wish I had an answer, but I don't. I don't think Aaron Rodgers has an answer as to what the Green Bay Packers are doing right now. I mean, he made it extremely clear last season that, hey, guess what? I got Devontae. I don't have anybody else to work with. And I haven't actually heard Devin Funchess' name. The last time I heard him, he was catching passes from Cam Newton. So if you have an answer, you tell me. Because I have no idea what they plan on doing. And unfortunately,
Emmanuel Sanders was the answer. And we didn't get him.
And if you were going to ask me, I would actually consider Manny Sanders to be a little bit past his prime. And speaking of prime, this is what I'm worried about as a fan of the NFL. I love watching Aaron Rodgers play. Because I feel like Aaron Rodgers is always a Hail Mary away from winning the game, from bringing that comeback, from being exciting. And I feel that at this point in time, the Green Bay Packers are content with that one Super Bowl victory and that they're probably wasting the prime years of Aaron Rodgers. If I was Aaron Rodgers, I'd be having a fit.
And so should Brett Favre, and so should Aaron. You are exactly right. Two Super Bowls with two Hall of Famers.
Hey, thank you, Dan, calling in from Wisconsin. You know what? I think a lot of times teams and organizations can be content. I think a lot of times it's just like, you know what? We got the money rolling in. We have the seats filled up. We have our television deals. Certain teams will go ahead and actually win a Super Bowl. And I think folks pretty, they get content after that. I mean, you look at the Green Bay Packers and they have a Super Bowl. We had a caller not too long ago who complained about Drew Brees and the Saints. He's ready to get rid of Drew Brees. Do I think Drew Brees is the same quarterback that he was several years ago? No, I don't think so. But how many people are exactly the same as they get older? But I'm not going to deny the fact that Drew Brees delivered a Super Bowl. There are teams who wish that they had a Super Bowl victory. New York Jets fans have been waiting forever for a Super Bowl. The Browns have been waiting forever. The Lions, they are teams who haven't sniffed a championship. Let's not forget that. Couple teams, a little bit spoiled, if you ask me. When we come back, it's a wild world out here. We're going to spend some time talking about it. We have to appreciate what's going on, and LeBron James, once again, is leading the way. We're going to talk about it. It's the JR Sport Brief right here on CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.